Thank you, Sarah. We end our news stories with the final stages of Norwich Cathedral's great organ renovation. A riverside cafe opens and thieves take cameras from Caister Roman Town just days after they were installed.
A waterside cafe near Norwich has opened to queues and crowds of people after breathing life back into a forgotten spot on the Norfolk Broads. Thorpe Ferry Cafe opened its doors to lots of people waiting in anticipation, serving up Thai specials made with fragrant homemade herbs, breakfasts and snacks. The cafe is hoping to continue the success they've seen on its opening day by extending its menu. Jar Fisher, the cafe owner, said, "It was amazing and we couldn't believe how busy it was. We had queues out of the door all day. Loads of people came that we knew, but more than half of the faces were local people who wanted to come and see what we had to offer. We had great feedback on our Thai green curry special and homemade sausage rolls." The cafe opened in conjunction with its on-site ferry, with the local vicar attending to mark the occasion. They will be expanding their menu to include some more vegetarian and vegan options and have also started serving pupcakes to any furry friends who are jealous of their owner's meals.
Reports of parking fines being handed out at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital have been denied. A frustrated visitor to the NNN, who did not want to be named, said the issues were stemming from car park entry being allowed, even when there were no spaces available. They said, "Patients who have appointments decide they have no choice but to park in non-parking areas, on paving and in designated spaces, and get a parking fine." This has been denied by an NNN spokesman, saying, "We don't issue penalty notices, but would request drivers to only park in designated spaces. Unfortunately, we cannot guarantee a parking space in our hospital car parks at peak times. In the event of our car parks being full, drivers can leave without charge with the ticket that has been issued." The spokesman added that the Cossey Park and Ride and the multi-storey car park at Norwich Research Park are both available.
Thieves have stolen wildlife cameras worth £500 from an historic site near Norwich just days after they were installed. It is the latest incident of theft and vandalism at the Caister Roman Town, which has been targeted on a number of occasions in the past 6 months. Three specialist wildlife cameras and four safety signs were stolen at some point between April the 13th and April the 20th. Natalie Butler, director of the Norfolk Archaeological Trust, which manages the site, said, "The theft is heartbreaking for us and our staff and volunteers. We are fortunate to get a donation for the cameras and we were hoping to get to know the wildlife that lives around the site and record what we see. Unfortunately, they've been stolen and we will not be able to replace them. It's really upsetting." Norfolk Constabulary has said that officers have exhausted all lines of inquiry and the case has now been closed. Caister Roman Town has been hit by vandals on several occasions since the start of this year. The popular walking spot was closed in January following a spate of dog fouling and incidents of dogs being let off leads, putting the sheep that live on the site at risk. Signage put up to protect the site's safety has since been frequently ripped off at least three times since, prompting police to increase patrols of the area. Ms. Butler added, "We can't understand why people would think this is okay."
Yobs fighting in parks are causing concerns in the north of the city. People living in Mile Cross, Catton and Fiddlewood reported antisocial behaviour in parks and open spaces close to their homes during a meeting with police. During the meeting, folks said they had spotted drug dealing and youth violence in Catton Park and the woods close to Fiddlewood Estate, among other locations. The areas have also seen excessive littering. It comes after a spate of drug activity in the city has seen police increase patrols in the Mile Pit Estate and a man charged after a raid in Lower Clarence Road in the city centre.
An ambitious once-in-a-lifetime project to preserve Norwich Cathedral's historic organ for future generations is in its final and noisiest stage. Known as voicing, each and every one of the 5,767 pipes which make up the cathedral's organ will be individually fine-tuned in a process which has started and is expected to be finished by early July. The 15th month project, which started in May 2022 and is costing about £1.8 million, is being funded by money raised from the £2.5 million They Shall Laugh and Sing music appeal. Ashley Grote, Master of Music at Norwich Cathedral, said, "It's so exciting for us to reach the final stages of this long-running project to rebuild the cathedral organ. Over the coming weeks, the pipes will be brought to life by the skilled voices from Harrison and Harrison Organ Builders, ensuring they all speak with just the right pitch and tone. In order for this to happen, we'll be needing to ask for visitors' cooperation in keeping as quiet as possible to allow the organ builders to hear what they're doing. By the start of July, we should be able to hear the organ again in all its splendour, ready to serve the cathedral for at least another 80 years."
And that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. We do hope you've enjoyed listening. A gentle reminder that when you have finished listening to this recording, please return the memory stick to us by popping it in the wallet, turning over the address label and putting it in the postbox. There is no postage to pay. You know we always like to hear from you with any feedback or news, so do get in touch with us on the office number 01603 765 365 or email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. The office is only manned on a Thursday, which is our production day, so if there is no reply, do leave a message and we will return your call as soon as we can. Thanks go to our loyal team of volunteers who make up the production team. This evening, your readers were James McGarry and Bridget Cook on part one. Sarah Lusher edited the paper and Stephen Cox was the sound recordist. Don't forget to keep listening as the May edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine will follow in just a minute. So from me, Carolyn Sayer, goodbye.
And from me, Matthew Tucker, goodbye.